tall heat class for today. Before we begin, I'd like to remind everybody to make sure that you look at the schedule. We have other classes scheduled for today, including the beginner's Arabic class, and also the ABCs of Islam class with Brother Abu Mariam, which will be later on tonight. So make sure you guys look at the schedule and are here for all the other classes as well. Okay, for the Tawheed class, we began a new topic yesterday. We're talking about what are the major sins in Islam. And the purpose of us going over the different types of major sins is not for you to think that as a believing Muslim you must concern yourself with the major sins. You need to remember that the believing Muslim doesn't care whether a sin is major or minor, because he knows that all sins are acts of disobedience to Allah. But the reason why we are going over the major sins is to let those of you who are new to Islam know what some of the sins are in Islam, because it's our responsibility as Muslims to enjoin the good and forbid the evil. And also it's to reinforce with those of you who have been Muslim all your lives, to reinforce with you some of the seriousness of committing some of the, some sins in Islam. So that's the purpose of this class. And yesterday we went over 10 of some of the major sins in Islam. And just to ask to see if you can remember, who can tell me what is the sin of, what is meant by lying on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We talked about how lying on the Prophet is a major sin. Who can tell me, what do you mean by lying on the Prophet? What does it mean to lie upon the Prophet? Who can remember? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very good. Lying on the Prophet is to say something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say or did not do. And this is a big sin that many Muslims indulge in every day. I mean, you find many Muslims who sit around misquoting hadiths out of context, or Muslims who say if the Prophet said this and the Prophet said that, when in reality he never did. So that's what's meant by that sin, and we need to really, really be careful of this sin. Okay? So now what I want to do is continue on with the next set of major sins in Islam, and I want to begin with the sin of running away at times of war. Allah says in the Quran, and the interpretation, the meaning, if any do turn back to them on such a day, unless it be a strategy of war or retreat to a troop of his own, he withdraws himself the wrath of Allah, and his abode will be the hell fire indeed. Now, when we talk about the sin of running away at times of war, this means when you are out fighting in a battle of a war against an opposing army, if you run away from the battlefield. Okay, if your country is involved in a war or whatever, and you run away from that war or whatever, this is what this is talking about. This is a serious sin in Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said, avoid the 7 fatal sins, and he listed running away at times of war as being one of them. The next sin that we need to be aware of, which we did talk about before, is the sin of adultery. Adultery is a sin, and we talked in the class before this about how adultery carries a fixed punishment that shows how bad it is. Allah tells us in the Quran, in the interpretation of the meaning, do not come close to adultery, for it is a shameful deed, and it is an evil, opening the road for other evils. Also Allah says in the Quran, in the interpretation of the meaning, those who invoke not with Allah, with any god, nor slay such life as Allah has made sacred, except for just cause, nor who commit a fornication, or any that does this meets punishment. So adultery is a serious crime in Islam, which everybody here should be aware of from the class we have before this. And it's also a major sin, adultery and fornication. Remember the difference. Fornication is to have sex when you are not married. Adultery is to have sex when you are married. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once listed the fatal sins, and he listed adultery as one of them. He said the fatal sins are to worship Allah, to worship others alongside with Allah. The next is to commit murder, to kill your children out of fear of feeding them. The next is to commit adultery with your neighbor's wife. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the adulterer does not commit his sin when he is a pure believer. The thief does not commit his sin when he is a pure believer. And the drunkard does not commit his sin when he is a pure believer. The Prophet said when a man commits adultery, faith comes out of his heart and hovers above him until he leaves the sin. Then the faith comes back to him again. So what this means is when a person commits a sin as a Muslim, they don't become a kafir like some of the extreme people try to make you think that whenever you commit a sin, you have to go and take shahada over again. This is not true. Okay? When a person commits a sin, he becomes a disbeliever at that point of committing that sin. So if a person commits adultery, then he leaves the fold, his faith leaves his body, and it doesn't come back to him until after he finishes committing that sin. And then that person has the option of repenting for that sin and being forgiven for it, or not repenting and suffering the consequences for it. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who commits adultery will be deprived of faith. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four people whom Allah hates the most. He hates a liar. He hates a man who swears false testimony. He hates a man who is arrogant. And he hates an adulterous old man. Okay? We have to also remember that there are different types of adultery. The worst type of adultery is the one committed with your mother or your sister or your stepmother. In other words, incest. Incest is a form of adultery, and it's the worst kind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who falls upon a forbidden woman is to be killed. In other words, he who commits incest is to be killed. And Elbera said that the Prophet sent his uncle once to men who fell on his stepmother. And so thus he was killed. Alright? So we want to be aware of this sin of adultery. And adultery takes on different forms. It's fornication, incest. All these are terrible crimes that fall underneath the crime of adultery, and we have to stay away from it. The next fatal sin is the sin of being a king who is unjust and a tyrant. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the blame is only against those who oppress men with wrongdoing and who insolently transgress beyond the bounds of the land, defying right and justice. For them will be a grievous penalty. Now, what this is to be a ruler. A ruler over the people, and you are unjust. You don't rule with justice. You cheat the people. You oppress the people. You oppress them by raising taxes against them that they can't even afford to pay. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, each and every one of us are guardians and responsible for our subjects. And the person who cheats is not one of us. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, injustice is a darkness on the day of judgment. Also, the Prophet said, he whom Allah gives power over others to, and he does not take care of them or advise them well, Allah will forbid paradise upon him. He who cheats the people who are underneath his responsibility will be in the hellfire. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no prince of 10 men on the day of judgment will come to Allah without his hands being tied to his neck, and either they will be set free by the person who by the person's justice, or they will remain as they are, and they are thrown into the hellfire. So here we can see the real heck of a responsibility it is to be over somebody, to be the guardian over somebody, or to be have power over other people. Because if you abuse that power, you will be thrown into the hellfire. And you will have to go before Allah with your hands chained to your neck for the people you are responsible for. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, advise what is good and forbid what is evil before you pray to Allah and receive no answer, and before you beg for forgiveness and you not receive it. He said the rabbis of the Jews and the priests of the Christians were damned and tortured when they stopped advising what is good and forbidding what is evil. He also said, he who brings about something new into this religion, which I did not say or do, is not accepted. He who brings about something new in the religion or protects who does so is damned by Allah, the angels, and all the people. And Allah will not accept an excuse from them. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will not show mercy to those who do not show mercy towards others. He who holds the responsibility of a Muslim nation and does not advise them will never enter paradise with them. He whom Allah bestows upon him kingship, and he is not found to the knees and poverty of the others, on the day of judgment, he will be thrown into the hellfire. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, four fair people are on a platform of light. Those who judge fairly with their subjects and families will be under the protection of Allah. Those who judge unfairly will be damned by Allah. Once when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Mu'adh to Yemen, he said to him, avoid the money of the people there. Avoid the prayer of the ill-treated one, because there is no barrier between them and Allah. In other words, those people who are oppressed by a ruler, Allah does not put a barrier between their prayers and him. In other words, Allah hears their prayers. So again, we have to really be careful of being given the responsibility over other people and not being just and fair with them. We need to remember that there are three prayers that Allah does answer: the prayer of a person who is treated badly, the prayer of a traveler, and the prayer of a parent against their child. Those are the three prayers that Allah will answer. Okay? Let's move on to the next fatal sin that we need to be aware of, and that is the sin of drinking wine or drinking alcohol, drinking intoxicants. Allah tells us in the Quran, in the interpretation, the meaning, they ask you about wine and gambling. Say to them, in it is a great sin, and some profit for men, but the sin is greater than the profit. Also Allah says in the interpretation of the meaning, O you who believe, intoxicants and gambling stones are an abomination of Satan's handiwork. Stay away from this abomination if you want to prosper. Okay? So for those people who think that there's nothing wrong with smoking marijuana, or there's nothing wrong with drinking wine, they need to fear Allah, because Allah has told us to stay away from all intoxicants. When the verse of the Quran forbidding the usage of wine was revealed to the Prophet, the companions then came out of their houses and they poured the wine out of their houses. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who drinks wine, whip him. If he does it again, whip him. And the fourth time, kill him. Okay? So, dealing with intoxicants of any kind, be it wine, beer, alcohol, marijuana, cocaine, any types of intoxicants, these things are haram and these are major sins. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the drunkard will meet Allah as an unbeliever when he dies drunk. Okay? And that takes us to the next sin for today, which is the sin of pride. Pride or arrogance. Allah hates a person who is arrogant. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who has an Adam's weight of pride will never enter paradise. And we have to remember that pride, this is the sin that destroyed Iblis when Allah ordered him to bow down to Adam and he refused. His pride is what caused him to refuse. And this is why he has been damned to the end of time. We need to understand that greatness belongs to Allah. Allah says, greatness is his cover and pride is his gown. He who fights me in these two things, I shall throw him into the hellfire. Okay? So we want to avoid being arrogant. You want to avoid being a proud, arrogant person. The next fatal sin that we need to be aware of is the sin of testifying false testimonies, or in other words, giving false witness. And we talked about this last week as well in the other class before this on crime and punishment. Okay, testifying false testimonies is equal with shirk. That's how terrible a sin it is. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no leg of a man who testified a false testimony withdraws from the straight path till hell is judged for him to dwell in it. Giving false testimony is one of the fatal sins, because it involves lying. And Allah tells us in the Quran, in the interpretation of the meaning, that Allah guides not those who transgress and lie. In order to be a believer, in order to be a true believer, you have to have certain characteristics. And one of those characteristics of the believer is that the believer does not lie and he is not treacherous. Also, the believer does not go around terrorizing others. Also, the believer doesn't go around trying to force people to give up their money by treating them badly. So we have to really be careful of this false testimony. Anybody who is found guilty of giving a false testimony, that person can never be called upon in life to answer, to give testimony again. So you want to avoid this sin of false testimony or lying. That's what it is. Okay? The next fatal sin is the sin of sodomy. The sin of sodomy. Sodomy is to have sexual relations by in the persons behind. It's also homosexuality. Okay, it's when two men engage in sexual intercourse. It's also if your husband has sexual relations with you and your rectum, he's also considered a homosexual, and this is sodomy. And this is a horrific sin. Allah has narrated for us in the Quran the story of the people of Prophet Lot, who he destroyed because of their sin of sodomy. Sodomy is greater and uglier than adultery. It's worse than adultery. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kill the person who commits sodomy and the person who he did it to. Now we have some women out there who like to come to the question board and tell me, dear Sister Layla, my husband likes to have sexual relations with me and my anus, and I try to make him stop, but he won't stop. Who's at fault? Is it me or him? The answer is both of you are at fault. And in Islam, the penalty for sodomy is to kill your husband and you too for allowing him to do it to you. Because if you truly wanted to stop your husband from sodomizing you, all you'd have to do is tell him no. And if he continues to do it, then divorce him. Because I don't know any woman who'd want to be married to a homosexual. Any man who likes to have to commit sodomy is a homosexual. So why would you want a man like this to be your husband? Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Allah damns the person who does the deed of sodomy. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, once said, if you find the person guilty of sodomy, look for the highest building and throw that person from it. And by the way, for you women who don't know this, lesbianism is also sodomy. Lesbianism is also sodomy. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said lesbianism between women is a form of adultery, which means it carries the same punishment, which is death. Which is death. So for you women who think that it's okay for you to indulge in this sickness with another woman, rubbing the bodies together with another woman, you are the same as a sodomite. And the penalty for you is execution. Death. Okay? So this is a horrific sin, and we need to stay away from it. It's the sin of sodomy or homosexuality. Okay, the next sin that we need to be aware of is the sin of slander, slandering chaste and pious women. Allah says in the Quran, in the interpretation of the meaning, those who slander chaste women are cursed in this life and in the hereafter, and for them will be a grievous penalty. Also, Allah says, those who bunch together a charge against chaste women and they do not produce four witnesses to support their charge, flog them with 80 stripes and reject their evidence ever after, for such men are wicked transgressors. Now we have a lot of Muslims, unfortunately, who have fallen into this sin too, of slandering chaste women. You will find many of them sitting here on the internet. They like to go around in the chat rooms, you know, playing games with others. They get mad at you and they'll call a Muslim woman a prostitute or a whore or something like this. This is slandering chaste women. If that woman is not a prostitute, if she's not what you said, if you have not seen her indulge in unchaste actions, then you are committing this sin here of slandering chaste women. So for you young kids who like to play on the internet and you get mad because somebody like Layla Nasheeba kicks you out of her website because you come here being a fool and you want to get mad and call me some name like that, that's slander. That's slandering a chaste, pure woman. And anyone who does this will be in the hellfire. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, avoid the fatal sins, and he mentioned slandering chaste women as being one of them. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true Muslim is the one who prevents other Muslims from being harmed by his tongue and his hand. If you want to go around hurting other Muslims by calling them out their names or slandering them or backbiting them, you need to fear Allah. Also, Allah tells in the Quran that those who annoy believing men and believing women undeservedly, they will be thrown into the hellfire. So we have to be careful of this. Watch our tongue and watch what we say out of our mouths about another Muslim, or we get mad because a Muslim kicked us out of our website and you want to call us a filthy name, you better fear Allah. Okay? The next sin that we need to be aware of and stay away from is the sin of stealing the spoils of war and stealing from the money of the zakat. This is a serious sin. To fight in a battle and to steal the spoils of the war or to steal from the zakat fund, these are some horrific sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any person guilty of these crimes will be thrown into the hellfire on the day of judgment. Also, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah does not accept the prayer without purification, and he accepts no stealing, no charity from stealing. So just because you steal money from the zakat and you give it away in charity, Allah does not accept that. Also, the Prophet sallallahu also Imam Ahmed said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not perform the funeral prayer of a person who stole from the exploits of war or a person who committed suicide. These are two people whom the Prophet Muhammad refused to pray over. A person who used to steal exploits of war, that's the leftover, that's called the war booty, Sister Kamar. War booty. Whenever you fight a battle against another person, the victor takes the war booty. That's called the exploits of war. And if you steal from that war booty, this is a major sin. It is so major a sin that the Prophet Muhammad would not even do the funeral prayer of a person who stole from the war booty or who committed suicide. So stealing from the war booty is just as bad as committing suicide. Okay? So we're going to stop right here for today, and then tomorrow we will continue by going over the next set of major sins. If you guys have any questions about anything, go ahead and ask them. And again, the purpose of teaching this class is not for you to sit around trying to say this is a major sin, this is a minor sin. The purpose of teaching this class is to remind you of what some of the sins in Islam are, so you can stay away from them. Because a true believer, hold on for a second, somebody's at my door, hold on. Okay, as I was saying, the true believer doesn't waste their time worrying about whether or not a sin is major or minor. The true believer stays away from all sins because all sins are acts of disobedience from Allah. So we'll stop right here for today. If you guys have any questions, inshallah.